Listen to Fake Grego Babysitter.
Oh boy, you got a new babysitter here. Miss Margaret, will you make me a yum yum sandwich?
Greg, I don't know what a yum-yum sandwich is.
Oh, well, it's easy. You take two pieces of bread, put a little mayo, a little mustard on it, and then put a lowland gorilla between the pieces.
A what?
A lowland gorilla.
There's no gorillas in your refrigerator.
But I'm hungry!
Look in the fridge here, Greg. We have an apple. Would you like an apple?
No, I don't eat fruit. Doesn't have enough meat in it.
Well, would you like some turkey? There's some low-fat turkey breast in here.
No, brother. If it says low fat, I'm out.
Well, here's some ice cream. Will that suffice? Would you like some ice cream?
Oh, yes, yes. Take two pieces of bread and put a gallon of ice cream between them.
Greg, I don't know what to do with you.
Miss Margaret?
Yes, Greg.
Miss Margaret?
What?
I love you, Miss Margaret.
Please get away from my leg.
I love it. Let me help you later.
No, don't. Greg, please. Please. Stop it. Greg, no.
Don't you dare push me. I hate you, Miss Margaret. You're more prude than my mommy.
Greg, calm
it down. I hate you.
Greg, let's calm it down right now. What activities do you have planned? Do you have anything you'd like to do tonight? I mean, we could play some board games, maybe.
Boring!
How about I read you a book?
Boring!
We have Harold and his purple crayon here.
Boring!
How about Puff the Magic Dragon? We have that record. Would you like to hear that?
Good God, how old do you think I am? Six? I'm 8 years old. I'm about to grab a Barely Legal and head into the bathroom.
Not under my watch, mister. Not under my watch.
Miss Margaret, I'm sorry. I have a question for you, Miss Margaret.
What is it, Greg?
Can I smell your backside?
Oh, my God.
Can I smell your backside?
What? What did you say to me?
I said, can I have a popsicle?
Oh. I guess so.
And stab you now.
What?
Stab you now real hard.
Speak up, Greg.
Nothing. What do you do in college for fun?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that, Greg. I'm active on the student editorial staff.
Boring!
Just last week, I gave a speech on Nixon's bombing policy to all the students.
Did you do that before or after you lashed out with your roomie?
What are you saying?
I mean, you know what I mean. I've seen you looking at me all night.
What? I just got here 5 minutes ago.
You've been looking at me, haven't you?
I'm not looking at you.
Yeah,
you are 8 years old. I am 22.
Yeah, but look at it this way. 8 times 3 is 22. Doing 3 years. 22, brother. Yeah!
Your math is deplorable.
It's because I'm starving, Miss Margaret. Please, will you fix me something to eat? Check and see if we got a lowland gorilla in there.
There's no lowland gorillas, Greg.
Anything. Will you put the TV on a cracker for me?
No,
Greg. I'll eat anything.
Greg, listen. There's some ground beef here in the fridge. I'll make you a manwich.
Manwich? I don't think that'll fill me up. How big is a guy? If he's like a 300 pounder, that'd be a snack or something.
It's not a man. You know what? Just forget about it. Listen, you're a mess as it is.
Why? Dad, look fine here.
You have crackers all up and down your little sailor outfit. Let me get that. Let me clean it off.
Let me brush them off.
No, I got it. You don't do it. You're an idiot.
Don't touch me there. Don't touch me.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
What year did that air? What year you got on that, Jer?
Sports? Long time ago?
Oh. Well, guess 1895. How about that?
The ending was certainly creepy, but so was Miss Margaret.
2003.
Miss Margaret.
No, the Corby female voice.
Just because it was the Corby female voice, I just picture Corby in drag. Babysitting little Grego.
Very Monty Python-like.
Yes.
Yeah, very Monty Python-like. All right, there you go. That was very, very classic audio for you here on...